So I'm now looking at page 4 of lecture 2. And on top of the page, on page 4, you can see I'm going to talk about the peaks over thresholds methods, POT. And it's described in the book by Coles, which you have on in Canvas. So it's page 74 to 91 in the Coles book. And you should read it. It will help you on the home exam. It will help you in the project. But most importantly, you'll learn things from it. So it's a good thing to look at to complement what I'm saying, or you get the details of what I'm saying. So I'm going to talk about how you do the practical analysis on the previous page, which I talked about on the previous sound clip. You saw what an illustration of the what the peaks over thresholds are, what the excesses of a level are, and now we'll talk about how this will be used in practical analysis. So what one does in the simplest case where there's independence, which is maybe a bit unusual, but it's best to start there, we'll talk about the dependence later, is that you choose a high threshold U in the plot on the previous slide. This was 2%. And then you assume you have IID observations, Y1 up to YN, of where they are have some distribution function f. So that was all the observations, all the crosses on the previous page. That's what the y. So that's about as many crosses as there are days in a year on the plot. And then you forget all the values of y, all the crosses which were below the red line, all the values which are below the threshold u. And then you just look at the observations which are above the threshold. And then the first one, you say this happens at time t1, the first y which is greater than u occurs at time t1. So then you look at yt1 minus u. So that's the excess of u at the first exceedance time. Then the next time there's a u which is bigger than an x, a y which is bigger than u, that occurs at time t2. And then you define x2 as yt2 minus u. And you go on like that. The last exceedance of u happens at time tn, t capital N. So there are t1, t2, up to t capital N are the times of where there's an exceedance of the threshold u. And of course here N is a random variable. If you redo the experiment or observe a time series over a different time interval, for example, then you'll get different values of N, because of course how many times you happen to have a loss which is bigger than u or bigger than 2%, well, that's a random variable. But so you go on like this and you get your x1, x2 up to x capital N. X capital N is then the value of u at the last exceedance point, and then you subtract u. So this is your data. And then you assume that x1 up to xn are independent, identically distributed, and that they have a generalized Pareto distribution. And you need one thing more for the modeling, and that is you assume, when do these things happen? I mean, if they happen very seldom, then risks are small. If they happen very, very often, the risks are bigger. So you have to somehow model how these exceedances, these excesses occur. And what we do this is that the times when they occur, the occurrence times, they are a Poisson process. So exceedances occur as a Poisson process, so that in particular N, capital N, has a Poisson distribution. And of course here one day, N, the Poisson distribution has a further parameter which is also unknown and has to be estimated. And why the Poisson distribution? Well, I'll talk a bit about this a little bit more later. But these are sort of occurrences of rare events, and they typically, if you have stationarity, if you have independence, they would tend to be follow a Poisson distribution, at least if they're sufficiently rare. So now again, you have N, capital N observations, x1 to xn. You assume they are IID, they have a generalized Pareto distribution, and that the times of occurrence come from an independent Poisson process. And here I mean that the Poisson process is the Poisson process, in particular the number of exceedances, is independent of the values of the exceedances. So how large or small the x's are does not depend on how many of them you happen to observe. So that's a model, that's a peaks over thresholds model. And then once you have the model, well, then you use x1 up to xn to estimate the parameters of the generalized Pareto distribution, and capital N to estimate the mean of the Poisson distribution. And as a parenthesis, something you may be wondered about in the previous slide, slide 3, was there was only two parameters. There was just a scale parameter and a shape parameter, while there were three parameters in the generalized extreme value distribution. But the explanation is that peaks over threshold method, there's still three parameters. The third parameter is just the mean of the Poisson distribution. Okay, so now you have your model, and you have estimated the parameters of the generalized Pareto distribution. You have estimated the parameters of the Poisson distribution, and then what you're out after typically is the tail of the distribution. So you want to somehow maybe estimate what's the probability that the loss tomorrow is larger than 4%. So that is given by 1 minus the probability that is less than 4%, or less than x if you're interested in, if you want to make general values. So what we're interested is to estimate 1 minus f of x for various values, and it's standard and convenient notation in extreme values is that you estimate, that you write f bar of x, you define that to be 1 minus f of x. So f of x is the probability a variable is less than x, f bar of x is the probability is bigger than x. And then if you remember the formula for conditioning from basic statistics, from your basic statistics course, you can see that this f bar is of x equals f bar of u times fu bar of x minus u, and f bar u of x minus u, that's the conditional distribution function of threshold bar u of x minus u is a conditional probability of exceeding x given that you've exceeded u. So what I'm saying, slightly involved, is that f bar of x is the same of f bar of u times F u bar of x minus u, and where F bar u x minus u is a conditional distribution of threshold excesses, given that there is an excess. Okay, this is a completely important formula, and you should check it. You really should check it, because that makes you get back into remembering how one does the computations with probabilities. So what the probability says is that the probability of being greater, what the formula says is that the probability being greater than x is the probability of being greater than u times the probability, the conditional probability of being greater than x, given that you're greater than u. So please check this. And then to now you want to have this, the formula I've talked about so far is just probability theory, but you want to, we want to have estimates. So that we want to estimate f bar of x. We want to have an estimate of the probability that the loss is greater than x, maybe that the loss is greater than 4%. And then what you do in the formula above, you estimate f bar of u by capital N divided by little n. So f bar of u was a probability of being above u. And that you just, of course, by completely standard thinking, you estimate that just by the number of values which are above u divided by the total number of observations. So f bar of u is estimated by capital N over little n. And then we estimate f bar of u x minus u by something, just a really name, it doesn't say anything much. We just multiply by an estimate of the conditional distribution of the excess, given that there is an excess. So that's f bar, and I put a hat on it, an x minus u. And this is just the generalized Pareto distribution, the estimated generalized Pareto distribution you had from the previous point, taken at the value x minus u. Okay, so this finishes page 4. I'll go on giving more details in the next page. So we get actually the computations I talked about in the previous page. If you haven't done them already, you'll get them now. So the details on page 5 of lecture 2 is the following computation. You assume that a random variable x has a distribution function f, and you let u be a high level. Well, any level, but we think of it as a high level. The distributions of the excesses then is the conditional distribution of x minus u, given that x is larger than u. And then doing the calculations I talked about before, then the distribution function of this variable, fu of x, that's what we want it to be, is a conditional distribution that x minus u is less than or equal to x, condition of x greater than u. And then if you remember the formula for conditioning, then you know that the conditional probability of an event A given an event B is the probability of A and B occurring together divided by the probability of B. So on top we should have the probability that x minus u is less than or equal to x and x greater than u, and then you should divide by the probability that x is greater than u. And now if we look at the next equality, well, the probability that x minus u less than or equal to x and x greater than x, that's the same as to say that x should be in the interval between x plus u and u. You just move over the u to the right hand side of the equality. So we want to compute the probability that x lies in the interval x plus u and u, and that's by the definition of the distribution function. That's just f of x plus u minus f of u. And then to get the denominator, that is the probability that x is greater than u. That's just 1 minus the probability that x is less than or equal to u. So that's 1 minus f of u. So what we've now computed is that fu of x, the conditional distribution of x minus u, given that x is larger than u, equals f of x plus u minus f of u divided by 1 minus f of u. And then if you want to take, instead look at 1 minus fu, that's by the previous notation, that's fu bar of x. Then if you take 1 minus what you have on the previous line, you get just f bar of x plus u divided by fu. And these are important formulas, so you should, and easy ones, you should check them. So next, what we will do is to model fu of x by a generalized Pareto distribution. And before that, an exercise is that the generalized Pareto distribution is threshold stable, you could call it. Then it says that if you have a generalized Pareto distribution for excesses over some level u, then you also have it over a level which is higher than u. So if f of x is a generalized Pareto distribution, then the excesses, the distribution of the excesses of a level u is a generalized Pareto distribution, provided u is positive. And then we should express the parameters of fu of x in terms of the parameters of f of x. And it says treat gamma equals different from zero and gamma equals zero separately. I'll do a little movie where I show this, that the what's claimed here, that is f of x as a generalized Pareto distribution, then also fu of x as a generalized Pareto distribution. And then the, you of course, I said this before, maybe a little bit unclearly, it is if fu of x as a generalized Pareto distribution, it then follows at once that if you have a higher level, say u prime, then f of u prime will also have a generalized Pareto distribution. Okay, so this is all for this slide. You can now, you should now try to solve the exercise, and then there'll be a movie about it.